Hey, Kristen.
Hey, how are you?
Good. I always get tricked into clicking on the location link in my meeting invite, and it brings up a map of Zoom somehow.
Oh. I always, there's always like the like this is how yeah, there's like the download the calendar invite again one that I've clicked on. That's also not very helpful.
Yeah, this is the only meeting that happens, and you would think I would remember, but I can't. It's like Pavlov's dog. I've been conditioned to click on that link as soon as I open up the meeting invite.
Yeah. Well, it's been a little while.
Yeah, how are you doing?
Doing all right.
Plodding towards the holidays. How's your son's driving doing? I think about you every once in a while.
Oh, he's got his license. So, he is doing independent driving. He has not felt confident, like say driving to downtown Chicago by himself. And in one recent example, he and my husband, he was driving. They drove into Chicago on the afternoon of the No Kings protest. It was not a good experience.
Oh.
Our parking spot was completely unavailable. There was no way to get to it. I think they switched
Everyone.
drivers in the middle of the road because they weren't moving anyway. But, it's coming along.
Good, good. It's dark there for you guys.
It's winter.
Oh, it's
Yeah,
already night here. The night shift started right now. But you have bright sun, like always.
yeah.
This is a picture, so it's always sunny, no matter what time it is.
Perfect. Perfect work conditions.
Yeah, good to see you all. I have the feeling we haven't seen each other in a longer time. I don't know each other. It does. That's what I was just saying to Mike.
Been a while. Yep.
And
Who
I,
was joining or not?
Boaz is joining. He's maybe 5 minutes late, he said. And Susanne tries to make it happen through Deutsche Bahn Wi-Fi, which is maybe a challenge. German trains, they do have Wi-Fi officially, yes.
I've always had good luck, knock on wood.
Yeah, then you're lucky. I always try, and I'm going to Frankfurt. I'm trying to work between Göttingen and Frankfurt, and you need to download everything before. I'm going to Munich next week. I will do a big download before so I can use the time in the train. Yeah, but question is if we, I mean, Paul is here already. Paul, you want to join the group regularly, and we need to find another slot because this slot is dedicated to the CC chairs normally.
Was the only slot we managed to have the same time open, or even not? This
Yeah,
is the thing. I'm so sorry.
yeah, I mean, that's okay. But that means we need to look for another slot. And the question is, as we not even know exactly how this group continues, I mean, we are in limbo for another 4 weeks. Yeah, I mean, I would be interested to know from a CC conversation, like, what role they want to have a membership subgroup take, and what, maybe the composition should be, because there was a really great presentation from Maccabee and Lisa about a membership survey that they did at like the Mid-Atlantic Folio Conference, and I want to make sure whatever we're doing doesn't kind of work in isolation or duplicate the other work CC is doing, because that was really interesting, and I felt like maybe it's a different composition at this point for how to channel kind
And
of
I mean,
the
I'm the first person if the CC decides, and that's why I'm a bit definitely I'm frustrated that this, I mean, we had a unlucky situation at WolfCon, and we wanted to clarify what this is all about, and now it's December. it doesn't make a lot of sense. I mean, to clarify things then, if you don't use the right time slot. So
So do we want to look in our calendars or?
we should, I mean, at least we are not officially sunset at the moment. And I'm looking for the meeting notes to share. So, Paul, you can't do this slot.
I'm afraid so.
And I hope that really everybody is today here, because it's absolutely, it doesn't make sense to set up a doodle poll because it never will succeed in anything. What about Tuesdays at 4 o'clock my time? That is Let's open up
It's
some
10 o'clock Eastern
10 Eastern
on Tuesdays.
Tuesdays.
That generally works for me.
It's looking fairly clear right now. There may be an occasional
I
conflict.
mean, we will all have something from time to time, but
It's every week or every second? Every
And
week?
it's every second week, yes.
Every second week.
At the moment,
So,
I mean,
yeah.
I have to admit that I feel when we talk to community council, we might have a completely different group afterwards. Hi, Boaz.
Hello.
Because to me, it makes perfect sense that those people are sitting here in this group who are right now working on the members topic. So I don't even know how much it makes sense to rearrange it, but we can simply try. And having a meeting slot that at least us fits will fit us, it's okay. Boaz, can you do Tuesdays at 4 o'clock Berlin and 10 Eastern?
Is it 10 Eastern or 9 Eastern? Sorry.
10.
10. Oh, okay. So it's 9 Eastern for me.
Nine Central. Yeah.
I mean, 9.
It's 9 o'clock for you.
All right, yeah. So I do have a few conflicts occasionally at that time, because we have this collection storage working group that meets up simultaneously, just to let you know.
Hi. How long is it going?
I can make that time. This is really fortunate. I don't know how it works. Yes, I can totally make it.
And Kristen, if we are just meeting every second week, can we be very clever and squeeze it in, so always in the slot so that you are available as well? And
You
Susan.
know, I think that if that is the time that works for the group, that I will see what I can do. Okay.
Wonderful. Susan.
But I do feel like I just don't know, like you said, what's going to happen with this group either. So
Yeah.
I want to make sure the work we're doing gets back to CC. So however membership is approached, it's approached holistically. That's really my main thought at this point. Whether it's this group or a different group or CC is kind of taking it on in a general fashion.
Exactly. Susanne, is 4 o'clock on Tuesdays a possible date for you?
Tuesday 4. Yes, definitely.
Wonderful. Then that is great. So we are set now for Tuesday 10 Eastern.
Okay.
And the question is, as Boaz and I do have a first clarifying talk with Tom, and I still feel it makes sense to talk to Tom and Paul first, because I don't think it's very comfortable to raise all those issues already in the big group. I mean, we will re raise everything in the big group as well, but I would like to ask why this happened. It was not very nice. And that's maybe more respectful to do in a smaller circle. But if Tom is preferring to have it in the bigger circle, no problem. The question is, when do we think does it? I mean, we said it doesn't make a lot of sense to go on with the work before we don't have a feedback. And I said, okay, let's meet today so we don't lose contact completely.
I think the smaller circles make sense just because they will need to go to community council and get approval, and will need to go to this bigger committee. So, right, I think that's the way it's gonna work. So, like, if in yeah, if there is anything kind of, and I don't care. It's totally fine, the outcome.
Now we now have this. We have
I
slot now, Boaz. Let's take it.
yeah, we have the 18th, right? So like we're gonna be
It
talking.
takes 45 emails to get this slot, so I
I
really
know, I know,
want to
I
have
know. I'm no, I'm what I'm saying is like totally you're fine if the community council decides that we don't need to continue. That's fine. Yeah, but having that conversation is good to have on that date. And it's also more economical because we cannot even manage to get together in the same time frame, even on a regular day. So, is there anything business that we want to be doing today? Or are we kind of, that was the main.
That was the main thing was to
Okay.
enable Paul to join us regularly. That was done now. That is first success. That's good.
Excellent.
When are you what is the date of your meeting with the CC chairs, Kirsten?
I'm not and Boaz is December the 18th, and it's this slot here. So at 5 o'clock my time.
And 9, 10 or 9 Eastern time, depends.
And the question is, what do we do until then?
So next meeting would be 25th.
Yeah, that is the question. Do we really want, normally the next meeting would be the 27th. If we switch to Tuesday, then it would be the 25th. Yes, you're right. Sorry, Paul. Do we want to meet there? Do we think it makes sense?
I don't know. We have a little bit of a, I think so. Okay. In my mind, anything we're going to do is going to be useful. I've said it in the past in our previous meetings. So like I'm not that concerned about the alignment because like I don't think that if we're going to do something good, nobody's going to be using it or it's not going to be useful or something like that. But I understand also that we want to strive to be officially, in charge of those things. So I don't mind us doing anything that can help the membership. And if the CC decides afterwards, kill it, we don't need it anymore, that's fine. But they can still use something we're doing. So, like if there are things that, like we want to be doing that are relevant to the membership, I would just go for it. And like, the December 18th is just a month away. So, and then CC will need to, so if we're not doing anything, then we're done. We have like 2 months that we don't do anything. And then it's new year. And then, so I'd say let's go for it and don't care about it. And we have a lot to do. Just saying. Yes, obviously there are other opinions. Ah, all right.
Any objections? Any other opinions? Yes, Paul.
Kirsten raised her hand.
Oh, yes, I'm raising my hand. I'm concentrating on moving the meeting, so sorry. Hello.
Kirsten.
Do you want me to go or do you want to go first, Kirsten?
No, please,
Okay.
Kirsten.
So we have the notes from WolfCon and from our follow-up discussion, but they're in very much of like a Transcript style, I guess, would be what I would say. I'm thinking what we might want to do in advance of this December 18th meeting is write those up as more of a report with potential action items that we learned from having that member meeting. I think probably one person should take that on to write the draft, and then the rest of the group might be able to look at that and think about if there's other things that we should be carrying forward. And I think that that would be, if then at that point in time our group is sunset, we have provided a report, we have provided a list of action items and next steps, and that can get incorporated in with other work that Community Council is doing, that some of these other groups are doing, talking to members and potential members. That I think would be one thing that would be useful, and I'm just like, these are the notes. The second thing that I think would be useful, even beyond simply like that work, is the other work that we did in the spring, just to summarize it to make sure that, again, as a report, it goes somewhere. Like Mike's work writing up the documents for reaching out to people, like what. I don't know if what we have managed to accomplish or try to accomplish is very well known, and I don't think people want to dig through a bunch of meeting notes to try to figure that out. So I feel like if we're sort of reaching this crossroads and we're going to be reborn or changed or whatever, this is a good opportunity to maybe do those two documents. So that's my thought.
Paul.
Oh, I love the idea Kristen was talking about, and I have seen right now there is a AI summary next to it, beneath it. I don't know. Kristen, did you already read it
I
and?
mean, I've read the summary. I don't trust AI summaries without significant
No,
review. I
me
put it in
neither.
there because we turned on AI Companion to collect information. So what I would think, and I would be willing to volunteer to write up that report for the panel, and the group would be to take that AI summary, to take people's notes, to take the notes that we have from WolfCon, and distill it into a document that will be like easier to explain and to indicate action items, and I could share that with this group, and then we can see if we feel like we've pulled out the essence of what we think is important from those conversations and what we think we should do next. And I think we owe it to those people who came and talked too, because they were really kind in sharing their opinion, and I want to like not just I want to capitalize on the time that they gave us.
Yeah, I really appreciate the idea and I love it. To be honest, I was thinking about something different, and now I'm looking forward how to mix this both up, because I was looking forward to the current discussion in the CC about benefits of a membership model and so on, and how to have like maybe think the ideas we have out of the talk, and we are talking right now about the summary and so on, and compare it to what is the current discussion about potential membership benefits and how that matches. And maybe that's also a way we could talk about in the next meeting. What are some criterias or stuff that's coming up out of our group and discussions and out of the discussions in the CC and how to get further.
I would like to say I really like Kristin's approach, and I see the points in your approach, Paul, but I would love to have the reconnect to the community council first before I'm taking care of those topics coming up there, especially because a lot of what is coming up there, here we have a group of people with long-standing experience, and it's we heard that ideas already sometimes go again and again. And maybe it's really good to have that fresh members of the community council to come up with their own conclusions to that ideas, and then do some connect. But yeah, so I would vote for starting what Christine just proposed. Makes a lot of sense. And then add what you just said when we have that reconnect up and running again, hopefully, or other people are doing it. That's okay as well.
Yeah, I think I would just add, Paul, I feel like that I would like to hear from Community Council that that should be the mandate for a membership group first, too. It was really great discussion. I really appreciated hearing about it. But I think before we decide that's like the next gears to kind of shift to, it would be good to wrap up what we have so far and then see what other action items we have. Because then I feel like we can take the work we've done, we can take the work that's been happening in CC and that's happened, that Lehigh helped lead, and bring it all together in a, maybe a more sort of strategic fashion.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's a good idea to even look back a little bit and find a lot of questions that are now discussed, as I learned just from the notes. There is material already all over the place in Confluence or in the wiki, where people already tried that in the past, and we can bring it together in a way. So it's we don't need to make it everything fresh. Double work. Please allow me a completely different question before we go. We are departing again. Did we say we are meeting every second week?
Yep.
Okay, because then this invitation goes out now. And can you please all check the update before we go so we don't have. And I'm adding Paul now to the regular meeting invite. Good. So it's out. Please check if this worked out properly.
I know, like we have only 8 minutes and we're gonna meet whenever in 2 weeks sometime. I think for that meeting on the 18th, and kind of like if I were, like trying to understand exactly what our added value is gonna be, it's gonna be nice to summarize. And I know that we had like us thinking about those things, but like for example, we can do membership surveys on a regular basis. We talked about all those ideas. We can do a membership report annually. We can gather information. We can think about the format, the interviews that we just had. Where are the members' challenges and concerns and opportunities and all those things? So onboarding was also something that we talked about. So like kind of like we want to, I think, just to kind of make sure that we know what is our sense of value when we're going to that meeting and what is it that we're thinking we are going to be doing. And like then it's easier to kind of and Kirsty and I had a little bit of that, but I just want to make sure that we're all kind of going to be doing that and ready for that meeting. And if the CC end of things is going to be like, well, we want to pick up this, but that is for the members. That's all right. Like we can slice the list into things that work for CC and don't work for the members, something like that. I just kind of. I don't want it to be everything, members, if we don't agree, like if there's something that we want to be doing. Christine.
Yeah, so I had a question then too. Like I was suggesting maybe we'd want to have two documents, one of which would kind of summarize the work of this group, I feel like that idea of like what would be the added value of continuing to have a membership group could fit into that document, as well as kind of summarizing the work that we've done so far. Is that something that somebody else would like to start drafting?
Sure.
Okay, I'll just, yep. I'm taking some notes too, so I'm gonna put you down for that. Thank you. I didn't wanna, like, I know sometimes when you suggest an idea, you don't wanna have to be the person to execute it.
Oh, so. I know that trick well.
I would, as Boaz and I need to have that first talk with the chairs, and Paul is already sitting in here and can help us with your other hat on. I help you, Boaz. I'm just don't volunteer too much because I will be away in the next 2 weeks for some time.
Okay.
And I think it's a good idea to have it more or less ready before we talk to Tom as well. And then it's the basic for a presentation, the community council, and realign with them.
Yep.
So I would even prioritize this paper a little bit over this other paper, Christian, so you might have a little bit more time to do it, because
this 2 weeks is not enough time.
What are we doing?
I think that would be great to focus on that maybe for our next meeting on the when is our next meeting, so the 25th, right? Okay, and so we can talk about that and whatever you, because then I'm assuming then Boaz, you'll be taking time off for Thanksgiving, and so we'll.
Oh, it's coming.
And I have to admit, we have no Thanksgiving. We do have Thanksgiving in another way, but I take some time off as well. So.
Okay. So I'll start doing that and share with everybody, and then we talk about it next time.
Okay. And Boaz, don't hesitate to pull me in so that we can work on this asynchronously. Yep. And and the calendar invite worked, at least for the Germans. So hopefully you all have a proper timing.
Yep, did for us too.
Yeah, Christian, is it 9 o'clock?
Yeah, I see it. Mm-hmm. So I'll reach out to the chair of this other group I'm on to just see if I can come late for those meetings. So.
Well, that's so wonderful. That's really, really helpful. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I know how hard scheduling things is.
So. That's my biggest fear here. I'm so happy that you all showed up so we can do this in one go.
And okay. Thank you, especially for me.
You're very welcome.
All right.
Good. So we have two tasks. And we have a new date to meet, and we have a plan that's very successful for 30.
Excellent.
Isn't it?
Yes.
All right. Okay. And have a safe ride on the train.
Thanks, everybody. Good travels. And
take care. Safe travels.
Have a great one.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.